Hi, this is Russell Marcus from Bridgewater, Connecticut, and these are my thoughts on COVID of 2020. I remember it like yesterday. I was heading to a family wedding in Burlington, Vermont on Friday, March 13th, and after listening to the radio on the way up about the increasing concern about this new coronavirus, I called my pulmonologist at Yale. She very clearly thought I should not be going to the wedding and turn around. So I turned around 2 hours up the road. That was my first indication that something was not normal at all. For the past couple of months, like most of us, I hunkered down. For me personally, it was a testing time. I had never really spent much time by myself. I lived with my parents until I was 18, went to college, got married right after, and for the last 40 years, lived with my wife, Mary. There was always somebody there. But my wife, Mary, passed away 18 months previously to all this and frankly leaned on going places, looking up old friends, anything to do but not be by myself. But the virus changed those plans, and in retrospect, it proved a positive for me on many levels. I taught myself to be alone, to find new outlets. I took up the guitar, badly. I tried to cook something weird a few times a week, which I did. I'm damn sick of it now, but I really do believe it has helped me move forward with my life and stand on my own. For most of the summer and fall, most of my contacts was with Zoom calls with the library board, the land trust, and scholarship committees. And I now look at those moments in the beginning of 2021 when we were laughing, connecting on shaking video as a bonding experience between us that we might not have had before this, and one that has made us closer. That was brought closer to home right before Thanksgiving when my family decided to all get tested to see if we could get together. I surprisingly test positive. I had a scratchy throat, a little tired, but that was it. Not very sick, and I haven't had any symptoms since. And in retrospect, the horrible part of the virus for me was the idea that I might have infected my son and a few close friends who had visited a couple days during when I was contagious. And most infamously, that I might have infected and killed our first selectman. Any sweating I did was because I was sure, paranoid, that they were going to get sick also, and it was my fault. But they were all fine. But what really got me is how kind, thoughtful, and supportive they were of me, checking in on a daily basis, seeing how I was doing and what they could do to help. Which brings me to my second realization, or positive, of this horrible mess. You can strengthen the bonds of family by a situation like this. And it did. And through a terrible time on this planet, I found the shoots of something new and good. Thank you.